Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the snake pit, Snake.
Brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Pam.
Kind of randomly deep voice, Pam. No deep Eddie, but deep enough.
Wish I could.
So, I know, little buddy. So every now and then, you can play some fun time music as we talk about this. Every now and then, we get to do things that I like to call dress up, where we are lucky enough to work for an outlet that gives us the opportunity to maybe put on a hockey uniform and skate around the ice at the American Airlines Center and act like we know what we're doing and have some fun. And
with Daryl Razor Ray and Barry Switzer as our coaches.
As your head coaches, yes. I mean, just random stuff. Or lucky enough to play in a football game where the quarterbacks are Troy Aikman and Roger Staubach, and we're just looking at each other in the huddle going, what is happening right now?
Yes.
And those events are always super fun, but they're kind of a little bit in the rearview mirror because it's tough to do those things now. I don't know if we've got a group that is willing to put our bodies through a hockey practice or 10 before we actually play a game. So it is what it is. But a couple of weeks ago when we had Dirk on, the great Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, explain who he is.
I know. I'm afraid we're not too far away from having to do that. When he kind of surprised me on the air and said he was plugging his big tennis event that he does. He does a huge charity event that his foundation puts on, and he's been doing it for the last 6 or 7 years, and we always have him on beforehand, and he kind of threw a curveball at me and said, we need one more guy. Can you play? And I'm like, oh.
We need one more
guy. We just need one more to fill the roster out. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to say? No.
Yeah, you love Dirk, and you love tennis even more.
Yeah, right. And so regardless of my skill level, I'm definitely going to have to say yes no matter what. And so, yes, it was. And the dress-up event was this past Saturday morning, or midday, I guess, over at T-Bar M, the tennis facility in Dallas. And it was Ryder Cup style, where it's Team Dirk versus Team Steve Nash. And it was a smorgasbord of celebrities and not quite celebrities. I would say that I was on the lower end of that rung. But it was one of the most fun things that I think I've ever done in my life. And to get to that place, I took my oldest son, and my other two were out of town. He wanted to be there for it, and so he came in, and we go downstairs into the T-Bar M locker room. And that's the other thing is my son essentially grew up out there at T-Bar. And so he knows all the guys out there and got to see him again. And we go down into the workout room, which is kind of their locker room. They've redid the whole facility. And they're, you know, the first person we see is Dirk down there. And then there's Steve Nash laying on the training table. And then in walks Joakim Noah. And then in walks Kobe from Dude Perfect. So my kid, is his head is on a swivel.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even know what to think of it all. And we're all sitting there talking and, you know, talk to Steve and introduce Steve to my son. And, Matt, you if you think you know these guys, or if you think you have an idea of what they're like we all try to paint a picture of what Dirk is like, right? We all try to paint a picture of what Steve Nash is like. And whatever that picture is that you have in your mind of what they're like, that's exactly who they are.
Very much so.
They are the nicest people you could possibly talk to for the level of fame that they have. Like, just
genuine guys.
I mean, Steve Nash sat there and talked to my kid for 5 minutes about basketball. And it was not just one-sided. He was asking my son about basketball, you know, where, growing up and playing and blah, blah, blah. And Joakim Noah was the same way. And by the way, Joakim's dad, Yannick Noah, won the French Open back in the early 80s.
Yes, he did.
And so that's kind of the tennis connection. And Joakim is just the sweetest, gentle giant, you know, a big seven-footer that I was like, do you like playing tennis at all? He's like, I hate it. He's like, because I used to go to these tournaments with my dad, and they would always take my dad away from me. So I didn't have, like, time with my dad, and I always had this bad vision of what tennis was like just because of that. He's like, so I haven't picked up a racket since I was a little kid. And Kobe from Dude Perfect. Yes, we obviously have talked about Dude Perfect enough to where...
Is he one of the twins?
Yes.
He's one of the twins, yeah.
Which one?
With the wig?
Twins.
His hair is long now. I sent you the picture of it.
Yeah.
His hair is like all long and
so
shaggy
wigs,
looking.
Wigs can grow?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I told him, I was like, I really like your hair. Like, it's all shaggy looking. And he's, ah, thanks. So I have no idea if he has any idea that I've said anything about Dude Perfect in the past.
And why would he care? All he needs to do is look at his bank account.
Exactly. He is a hero to thousands and thousands of people.
But I hoped you two would find common ground and shake hands and hug it out.
Well, so...
Did he do any trick shots?
Well, kind of. So we
Ready?
Get to... We start to warm up, and Ike is... my son is freaked out by all of it, but one of the pros at T-Bar was like, Ike, go warm them up. And so he walks on the court with me, and then Elvis Andrews is one of the other celebrities, and Elvis stands right next to me. And we had talked in the locker room, and he had met my son as well. And then Kobe from Dude Perfect walks out next to Ike. And Ike's just like, oh, my God. And, like, immediately turns to him with racket in hand. He was like, I just want to say I love you. I thought you were the greatest since I was a little kid and all that. And
if I were to rate the five guys at Dude Perfect, you're number one.
And he and Kobe could not have been sweeter to him. And he was like, oh, man, thank you so much. And, you know, they're hitting balls and all that. And so it was just this really weird dream scenario that was going on down there for my son, which that was kind of the coolest part of it all.
Every time Kobe hit, did he go,
Ready?
He played in high school. He grew up playing.
He looked really legit.
Yeah, he grew up playing. So that was really cool to see. And so, you know, we warm up and have a little something to eat. We're all hanging out, and then in walks Cooper Flagg. So Cooper
of Dude Perfect.
Of yes, the newest Dude Perfect member. And so Cooper walks in, and I mean, the place was freaking out. And I had been outside, and there was a line of people lined around the building wearing Mavs gears, ready for this moment to see Cooper Flagg.
Right. So he's the youngest athlete there, and the one that everyone wants to see.
Absolutely, because I don't think anybody's really seen him in town yet.
Corby was fanning himself.
Oh, yeah. And
trying not to faint. Don't faint. Don't faint.
Don't.
Were you wearing your panties that you can pee in, just in case?
What a weird question.
Yeah. And so Cooper walks in, and Cooper doesn't know what's going on, you know, and he's like, "What? I can't believe this crowd here."
Did he lose it when he saw someone from Dude Perfect?
You know what? I'm surprised he didn't.
Oh, man, no way.
He's that age.
Yeah, I know, he is.
I'm sure he's watched
it. Dude, he's my son's age.
I grew up with all of your sons.
Yes.
I love your videos. Can you call Tyler? Can we FaceTime Tyler?
But to see him, and he was with his parents, which I loved. I love that his parents are with him. And to see him down there and talking to everybody and having a good time and all that, he's a very serious cat. He's, you know, again, I just don't think he's comfortable with anything yet.
He's very cool
he's,
for
right,
school.
Right, but he does seem very businesslike for a kid.
Yeah, he is. He is. But made the introduction, you know, made sure we had solid eye contact and, you know, kind of told him what I did and we had a good conversation. And by the time we got, I don't know what time you got there. Were you there for the beginning?
About 12:15 probably.
Okay, all right.
A little late.
Okay, so it started right around then.
I forgot about it.
Exactly. It's okay, Dave. It's okay. But it's a packed house.
I would never miss something that you're involved in, Corby.
Thank you.
As
Thank
a friend.
You. Right. I begged Dave to come, and he just forgot about it.
Yeah.
But to go out there and play in front of a packed house, a sport that I'm not – I started playing it about 15 years ago, you know? Like, I'm not – I picked it up at 40, I think, or 42. It's a little more daunting than I thought to stand out there in front of people. Like, if it was golf – I wouldn't even bat an eye, but if there, think about if there were that many people watching you, Bob, hit a golf ball.
It'd be horrible.
I'd be like, oh, but I'd feel way more comfortable. Or even throwing a football or a baseball, any of that stuff that we've done. But tennis is a little janky, and we're playing with pros. My partner was Coco Vandeweghe, a former top 10 player
former who made Maverick.
It. Her, so that's her uncle.
Really?
Kiki, yes.
Okay, I should have figured if there was going to be a Coco, she was probably related to Kiki, but who knew?
Right. And so we're playing with these pros, and I asked her, I go, how do you dumb this down? How do you make it so where, because...
Like, where does she put the dial?
Yeah.
At like 20%?
She goes, look, all of us have done these things since we were 15 years old, and you know what to do. You know how to do it.
10,000 hour rule.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just get your reps.
You can figure it out, and you can screw with the, you know, quasi celebs or whatever they are out there.
I don't know which tennis pro it was, but there was one guy that was really enjoying flipping the switch and going from we're just playing around to I'm about to go get a point. And he would only do it when he was hitting to another pro.
Right. They would do it to each other.
But it was
awesome.
So
just
cool.
A laser kill shot.
Yeah,
dude.
It's just so cool to see, okay, this is fun, and now this, I'm going to kill you. Yeah, it's
right.
And he could just go back and forth, and I guess that's what being a pro athlete is like.
Yeah, 100%. And midway through playing these little, you'd play these 10-point tiebreakers and all that, and then all of a sudden Dirk looks at me and he was like, you ready to play basketball? And I'm like, what? Basketball? And they wheel out a freaking basketball goal. And we're all mic'd up, like Garth Brooks style.
Yeah.
So we got these little mics on, and I'm trying to, you know, watch my cussing and all. And it's like my kids were little back in the day. When I would screw up doing something, I would say sugar instead of the S word. So there were a lot of sugars going on. But they roll out a basketball goal, and they're like, let's play knockout. Everybody, let's go play knockout. I'm like, oh, my God. So for those who don't know what knockout is, you're shooting the equivalent of what's a free throw or a little bit beyond the free throw line. And if it doesn't go in, the guy behind you immediately shoots. And if he can get his ball in before you get yours in, you're knocked out.
Yeah.
The guy behind me was Steve Nash. And I'm like, man.
It was a cool picture.
The greatest shooter.
Have you posted that?
No.
You should.
One of the greatest shooters ever is the guy that's trying to knock me out. And I'm not coaching my kids' basketball teams through the years, that ended 3 years ago when you stop having to do that as they go on and play, you know, for their school and all that. So I have not shot a basketball in 3 years. And all of a sudden, here's a ball, and there's a bunch of people around you, and you're having to hurry a shot because Steve Nash is shooting behind you. And I think my greatest athletic accomplishment ever was making my first two free throws.
Yeah.
And then quickly airballing the third one and getting knocked out.
But it was fun. It was fun, and it's just fun to see Dirk never hit the rim, really. And just, yeah, I know it's weird, but he can shoot the ball really well.
He can still squish it.
Yeah. It's just, you know, and Nash, and that was fun. But it was, you know, Corby lasted really well.
Kobe was one of the last three.
Didn't embarrass himself. Yeah,
he's a good athlete.
They all are.
I know.
Oh, not that Kobe.
No. Not Kobe Bryant.
That would have been a story.
That would have been weird. We should have led with that, I think. But no, and then we went back and played, you know, goofy tennis games and all. It was just a great event for the foundation, and it was super fun. I was so honored to be a part of it with all those dudes. Devin Harris was there. There's a bunch of Mavericks operatives that were there, and it was just cool. It was just a really cool event. And Dirk is the most gracious human being ever.
Yes.
He really is.
Did you exchange digits with Cooper or Kobe?
No, we did not exchange digits. I didn't think that would be appropriate. Could have with Kobe, probably, but...
Mind if I follow you on Snap?
But there was one thing where we were all serving, and they put a couple of cans of tennis balls on the back of the serve line, and it was like, first one that hits these cans, you get a point or whatever. Your team gets a point. And I'm looking over there. We're serving to the other side. Kobe's on Team Nash. I'm on Team Dirk. And I'm like, that son of a bitch is going to do – this is dude perfect. And he's going to be the one that does it. And he didn't. He didn't end up doing it. The pros were the ones that end up hitting the cans or whatever. But I did walk over there afterwards. I was like, were you thinking in your head that you have to do this because this is what you do? And he was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is all that we do is this crap. And so, yeah, he felt it.
That's cool.
But, yeah, I got a picture with old Kobe and all of it. So, yeah, I'll post a bunch of things. And also there's a big silent auction for the Dirk Nowitzki Foundation.
Yes.
That I'll post as well. Silent auction items including that go on for two more days, by the way. Like a Cooper Flag autographed jersey and four tickets to the home opener for only $2,500 right now. That's all that's bid on that. Tons and tons of cool Mavs stuff and other tennis items and a chance to meet Dirk and Steve and all sorts of cool stuff. A private dinner with Dirk at Nick and Sam's is up there. So really cool auction items that'll be up there for another couple of days and I'll post it. But thanks to Scott Tomlin and Dirk and Steve and all those guys for putting it on and T-Bar for hosting it and all my old buddies and cronies at T-Bar M.
It was a great time.
Yeah, super fun. It was. I don't know if it's the most fun dress-up I've had, but it's definitely top three. There's no doubt about it. That was great.
Love it.